So the big question is this: how are everyday, spiritually minded women like us who don't love the spotlight, who are willing to risk everything to create lives that we love, how do we market ourselves in a way that feels good while still becoming profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mona Lisa Andavia, and welcome to the Love, Light, and Business Podcast. Welcome to the Love, Light, and Business Podcast, the podcast for introverted, intuitive, and empath women entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Mona Lisa Andavia, and I am so excited to be recording today and thrilled to be reconnecting with so many of you as we dive into the arrival of spring 2024. It feels like just yesterday that we were all bundled up and cold and cozy in the middle of winter. And now I look around and there's all these cherry blossoms, things are in bloom, and the earth is warming up. So I'm excited to embrace this new season together and also to begin opening up this conversation about what it means to be living aligned with the seasons and why that's so important, why it's so energy giving. It's something that I've been playing around with for the past couple of years. And it's really funny that this spring, I'm like, huh, it's wanting to come out. I'm wanting to share it. I'm wanting to bring you this content. And it really lines up with the energy of spring and blossoms and newness. And I'm excited to actually help you understand how to begin birthing what is coming forth for you in spring, or acknowledging if it's not spring for you in all areas of your life. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I haven't recorded a podcast for the longest time, so I'm a little rusty. I'm going to try to stick with my notes here. So I want to come back around and talk about, where have you been since we last checked in? So think back to mid-January. What was happening in your world? So this is about 3 months ago. If you're listening to this live, it's mid-April, and I wrote in mid-January. So think about it. Ponder what was going on in your world. How were you feeling? How was your energy? And it's funny because looking back at even my past podcasts and the topics that I've talked about, even my very earliest blogs that I wrote about, like literally 10 years ago, I realized that I've been talking about seasons for so long. The fact that I wrote the last time was in winter when I was in this full-on hibernation, being at home mode. And then my very first blog that I ever wrote was about fall rituals. And then now I'm here and I'm like, it's spring. It's so funny that it took me all this time to realize that really the bulk of what I'm excited to share now with you is this feeling of living aligned with your energy, but also understanding that a lot of your energy is going to align with what's aligning with nature and what's happening outside of your world. So the last time that I reached out, I asked if you would be interested in a live spring webinar and just showing up with me and talking about what's spring bringing forth for you and really setting that intention for the upcoming season. And your response was incredible. So many of you responded and told me, yes, I'd love to reconnect in spring and I'd love to know how to really set the tone for the upcoming season. So it made my heart so happy to see that. And now the time has come. April is here, spring is in full swing, and I really can't wait to share with you what I've learned over the past few years about adopting a soft seasonal approach to life. I know you're going to love it and also benefit from it, especially with your intuitive and sensitive nature. Living in tune with that subtle rhythm can be gentle and so supportive. It allows us to embrace and enjoy the gifts that each season brings. I like to think about it as similar to a yoga practice. So I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but I'm in the middle of my very first 200 yoga teacher training program. And so I'm going to be bringing you a lot of yoga analogies. And I think that that's just fine with the amazing audience that I have. I think so many of you are already yoga teachers, but I digress. Okay, so let's get back to how living with the seasons is just like a yoga practice. So spring, think about spring like the beginning of your yoga session. It's your warm-up, right? You're just getting on your mat, you're stretching your body, you're feeling it awaken, and you're arriving back to yourself, to your practice, right? Things are starting to blossom, but you're not quite in the full heat of your practice yet. And then summer comes around, and summer is when you build this heat. You're sweating and you're diving into the core of your practice, and you're really focusing on building that strength, building that energy and that heat in your body. So think about summer in your own life in different areas. Yes, summer literally, but also start to begin to think, what are some areas in my life where I'm currently in a summer? Okay, just want to start planting those seeds. I have a webinar coming up for you where I'm going to really dive into this, but I want you to begin thinking about your own life and different areas of your life in this way. Okay, and this brings me to fall. So fall is, going back to the yoga practice analogy, it's the cool down. It's where you begin to slow down and come back within, right? If you think about summer, was this really external force where you're out there, you're doing things, you're out in the world. Fall, you're now beginning to slow back down and come back within, releasing that tension that you've built up, releasing anything and starting to, like, I'm like actually physically bringing my hands in together because you're coming back, right? You're not in winter yet, but you're beginning to come back. The cozy vibes are starting to come back. And then winter is the rest at the very end of your practice. It is Shavasana. It is a time of stillness, hibernation, and I want you to think about this. This doesn't mean that there's no growth. In fact, winter can be a very fertile time where the soil is, you know, I don't know very much about farming, but I feel like I have heard that, like, they let their, like, I feel like I learned this in high school or something, but they like leave their crops out or like different areas of their farm or whatever, because they're like, this soil is needing to lay and rest and it's going to become more fertile. Some magic is happening and we're not going to plant on it in the next season, right? So it is a very fertile time, but it also looks like stillness, hibernation, not moving. And it allows you in your own life to prepare for the next season, which is spring. And that cycle goes around over and over again. So I found that aligning with the seasons has really allowed me to balance and approach different areas of my own life, just like this well-rounded yoga session that I just described. It feels joyous, intentional, and it really brings a sense of power and excitement to everything, because you're always looking forward to, yes, what is in the next season, but there's also the sense of what's the current gift in this season. So again, I touched on this earlier, but I am going to be leading a live Zoom webinar, and that's going to be on Monday, April 22nd. I looked at my calendar and I picked that date, but what's crazy is that I didn't do this on purpose, but I was like, oh, it actually is Earth Day. Like, what better day to bring in this topic than Earth Day? That is so wild. Ended up being that worked the best for my schedule, and it also ends up being Earth Day. Hooray. So I invite you to join me as we tap into this blossoming, powerful, and life-giving nature of spring. So if you're interested, go ahead and let me know by replying to the email that you found out about this podcast from. And if you didn't, and you're just listening to this on wherever podcast system you're listening to this on, go ahead and send an email over to monalisa@monalisaandavia.com. And we will make sure that you're on the list. And if you can't attend live, we're also going to be sending out the replay. So those of you on my list, stay tuned for more details and also for that Zoom link. I'm going to be sending that in just a couple of days. So be sure to open your next email from me. So before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a simple quote about spring that really just resonated with me. And I want to close on this today. And this is from Sarah Ban Breathnach's book, Simple Abundance. Resurrection is April's signature. Now the season of darkness diminishes as the season of light increases in strength. In the garden, primroses, pansies, violets, tulips, and lilacs burst with color. Each flower, plant, and bow bears profound witness to the power of authenticity. We continue to grow gracefully, creatively, and joyously into our authentic selves, awakening to our own beauty. I absolutely love that. And I really want to thank you for joining me here today. I hope you are as excited as I am to embrace the beauty and energy of spring, in addition to living deliberately with the seasons. So stay close and stay tuned for updates on the upcoming webinar and just this topic of living seasonally and living softly. I'm going to bring you a lot more of that content. So I hope that this has served you, and I will see you on the next episode of the Love, Light, and Business Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please head over to iTunes and give me a 5-star rating and a short 1-sentence review on why you love the Love, Light, and Business Podcast. I would greatly appreciate it because it would help me reach more intuitive, introverted, and empath women and lightworker bosses just like you who could use the support on their own business and spiritual journeys. Thank you so much, and love and light.